I'm Mary Dixon with your Chicago News Update from WBEZ. Chicago police say ongoing gang conflicts motivated two mass shootings Sunday. 15 people were wounded, 2 killed in separate shootings on the South Side. No arrests have been made in either incident. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb is appealing a judge's ruling that the state must reinstate federal jobless benefits, including $300 a week supplement. The benefits were to last through September. Holcomb ended the payments this month. His reason was that Indiana's jobless rate is low and firms are having a tough time filling positions. Marion County judge last week ordered Indiana to continue the federal jobless aid. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is steering clear of any state role in a possible Chicago Bears move to Arlington Heights. Earlier this month, the team announced it put in a bid to buy the land occupied by Arlington International Racecourse for a possible stadium. Governor says he's watched a lot of games at Soldier Field and hopes to continue doing so. But he says the question of where the team eventually winds up playing is in private hands.
That's not something we're looking at right now. I think obviously there are private business decisions that are being made. I've enjoyed many years of seeing the Bears at Soldier Field. And so, the determination about what will happen to that property is a matter of private concern by the sellers.
The Bears' lease at Soldier Field lasts through 2033. The team's played there since 1971. Illinois Secretary of State is extending the deadline for renewing driver's licenses and IDs. Most expired cars will stay valid till January 1, 2022. Secretary of State Jesse White is encouraging residents to delay trips to driver service facilities or to do business online if possible. Otherwise, he says, be prepared to wait outside. The Chicago police officer who killed 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez has been stripped of his police powers. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability is investigating the March 31st shooting, which happened after a foot chase. The agency recommended Evan Solano have his gun and badge taken, pending the outcome of the investigation. Police Superintendent David Brown waited 2 months to act on that recommendation. In the meantime, Solano was reportedly involved in a road rage incident in which he drew his gun. The Chicago Public Library is launching a summer program to get kids to explore art and community activism. Officials hope it'll help students recover from a difficult school year, as WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
Kids were stuck at home during remote schooling, and some experienced learning loss, which can get even worse over the summer. Chicago Public Library Commissioner Chris Brown says this summer's Learning Challenge program is important coming off the pandemic.
It's not only an opportunity to reconnect to the city and all the wonderful art that we have to offer, but also a chance for those kids to build those reading skills that were really impacted during this past challenging year.
Kids can make murals or even see the Obama portraits with free passes to the Art Institute. Free kits and other programs are available now across Chicago Public Library locations. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.
So far this year, there have been 31 drownings in the Great Lakes. That, according to the Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project, 14 have been in Lake Michigan, including 3 in Michigan City, Indiana. Officials in the beachfront city want to do something to prevent more drownings, including increasing pay to attract lifeguards. Right now, Michigan City does not have lifeguards. Many other Northwest Indiana communities don't employ them either. Weather today, cloudy, 60% chance of potentially heavy showers and thunderstorms and a high of 85. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a low of 72. Listen to the latest news live on WBEZ.org. That's your Chicago News Update. I'm Mary Dixon with WBEZ.